Let's bring in Boston Globe sports reporter Shira Springer. Covering the marathon yesterday for the paper, Shira, I know that you were in the press area in a hotel and got locked in.
Yeah, they put us on lockdown. I mean, we had just finished with the elite runner press conferences and sitting down, writing our story, and then somebody from the BAA comes running in and says, well, everybody's on lockdown, nobody can leave. We think there's been two explosions on Boylston Street. It was just nobody knew exactly what had happened at that point, and it took, you know, a good 15 or 20 minutes to figure out exactly what was going on.
Yeah. Well, you were in there, and we want to hear more about your knowledge of security at these events. You also covered the London Olympics. We've got the London Marathon coming up. But meanwhile, just want to note your colleagues, David Abel, you know, crouching down right by the blast scene. John Plumacki, a fabulous photographer. His camera was blown out of his hands. They were right there in that moment and have extraordinary coverage of it. But, Shira, tell us, you're out there mingling with the people. You've run the marathon. You know, it's hard to get across, except, you know, if people have seen marathons in other cities. This is a wide open event. I mean, people walking around carrying backpacks for other people, a mass of people.
Yeah, I think it was someone wrote in the Globe this morning that, you know, basically it's a sports event without doors. And, you know, that's really what it is. People can come and go all along the route in the finish line area, at the start area. And that's one of the things that makes marathon so great, that it is so wide open to the public, that anybody with, you know, a passing curiosity in marathon running or just running or just sports can come and be a part of the event, because especially with the Boston Marathon, spectators are really such an integral and essential part of the event. It's something that, you know, my friends who run the marathon, who have run the marathon with me, always remark upon how special Boston is because of the intimate relationship between the crowds of spectators. I mean, there are 500,000 people lining this 26-mile course. You know, there's just a very intimate relationship between the spectators in Boston and the Boston runners that's unlike any other marathon in the world.
Yeah, well, and these explosions happened at 2:50. The runners had come, the winners, you know, they're all winners, but the people in the first in each division had come in before noon. Some have said when all the TV cameras were focused on those men, women, wheelchair division winners, why wouldn't someone do something then? But you remind us it's later at 2:50 when you have passed just thousands of runners crowded together.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, I think, you know, there have been some studies that the bulk of the marathon finishers happen around, you know, that 4 to 5 hour mark. That's when most people cross the line. It's also when most, you know, their friends and families are crowding the finish area to wait for them and to celebrate with them. So that is sort of, you know, the first wave started at 10 o'clock. So that 2 to 3 hour, you know, in that 2 to 3:30 time period is sort of where you're going to get the greatest number of people.
And Shira, I just want to make sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure you wrote before the Olympics that the British were painfully aware of London's vulnerabilities because of the July 2005 train bombings. They are not canceling the London Marathon this weekend, but they must be even more vigilant right now.
Absolutely, that's exactly what I've heard, that they are, you know, re-examining, redoubling all of their security efforts and looking at what can be done. At the same time, there's the knowledge that you can never have perfect security for an event like the marathon.
Sobering. Boston Globe sports reporter Shira Springer, thanks as always.
Thank you.
When we come back, Boston author Dennis Lehane, here and now.